700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour of today, this fast-moving Thursday, February 8th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate all of the guys asking for information, those questions to John Davis over there at MAGA Water in Sheboygan. And if you can get your own 5-gallon jug, take it there. $4, that's, I don't care about the gas to get there. That's a huge savings, and you can store it at your home. Absolutely take advantage of that. Highly recommend it. Highly recommend it. If you go to your hardware stores or Home Depots, wherever they sell tanks, you want to look for the blue tanks, not red gas tanks, not yellow for diesel or kerosene, but blue. They actually have blue water tanks. They also, I believe, have them at Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get your blue 5-gallon tanks, take them over there, get them filled up, and cook with it, especially, as well as drink it every single day, and you'll start feeling the immediate health impacts of drinking good artesian, mineral-filled, pH-balanced, absolutely perfectly, 8.3, 8.4 right out of the ground. No PFAS, you don't have to worry about that. They are tested constantly for heavy metals, all of it. So we absolutely support people drinking the best water on the planet, and they've got it. So greatly appreciate that. I want to get back to the county conventions coming up a week from tonight, because a couple of people texted me during the break and said, I don't know where the county convention is. Okay, very simple. Go to the MIGOP.org website. If you go to that website, they have at the bottom county chairs. County chairs are the ones that you need to contact because they send out the call to convention. They're responsible for emails and letters and snail mail, and they are responsible for being able to tell you where these conventions are. Now, if you go to MIGOP.org, you go all the way down to the bottom of that website, they have county chairs. There's a tab right down there. If you click on county chairs, here's what happens. County chairs pull up. They're in alphabetical order. Now, some of them have just an email address of every single county, starting with Alcona, Alpena. There's email addresses there. Some of them have websites. Some of them do not. Based on their charters, their bylaws for their counties, they either have a website or they don't. Some of them even have phone numbers. You can contact them directly. For example, Sheboygan County, where our transmitter site is, Rick Selva shows up as Sheboygan's chair. He has a website as well as an email address, rick16selva@outlook.com. Oscar Barton, MI@gmail.com. Every single county is listed there, folks. We have a new chair in Chippewa, Kay Leeser. I'm hopefully saying that correct. Hers is chair@chippewa.gop. They have a website. Every single chair in the state of Michigan has an email. Go there, copy the email, send them an email, and simply say, I live in this area. I want to become involved in the party. Where is the county convention going to be next Thursday, February 15th at 7 o'clock? They'll respond to you. They'll tell you where it's going to be. Go to the conventions next Thursday. Cannot stress the importance of this. Now, you cannot participate if you're not a precinct delegate. You cannot participate in the voting or even the discussion while the county convention is underway. Once they conclude the county convention, chairman should say motion to adjourn. Motion, Mr. Chairman, to adjourn. Support, second, discussion. All in favor, say aye. The ayes have it. We are adjourned. Gavel comes down. Bang. The convention's over. Mr. Chairman, point of order. He calls on you. You're not a precinct delegate. You're just a visitor. You're not even a member of the party. But you can say point of order. You can be recognized by the chair. My name is so-and-so. I'd like to be elevated to be a precinct delegate for this remaining term if a slot is available in my township. Tell them where you live. The chairman should have their apportionment reports with them. Rick, Asuka, you guys listening, Mr. Bretzky over in Presque Isle County, you should have your apportionment list with you. You should know how many available opening slots you don't have filled for precinct delegates that got elected in August of 2022. You can then elevate, get their name, their phone number, their email address, and their street address. Those are the four things required for you to submit to the state party. Name, email address, cell phone, and mailing address. After the convention, you then send what's called an elevated precinct delegate list to the state party. These are the people I, as chair, elevated to fill the vacancies we have in our county. Now, in the same meeting at the same county convention, after you're elevated to be a precinct delegate, the chairman says, duly noted, we do have a slot available for, you know, Bear Township, wherever you live. Fine. You are elevated. Thank you. Can I come as a guest? Yes, you can. I'll put you on the list. They have their voting delegates, they have their alternates, and they have guests. You can come down to Detroit on March 2nd and participate at the caucus convention they're holding and learn and see what goes on. But more importantly, especially if it runs into being a long convention, caucus, whatever the heck they're doing calling it, I'm not even sure at this point. Well, here's the point. Sometimes delegates have to leave. You know, I told this story the other day on the radio. Marv Rubing had to go home. His son was supposed to be taking care of milking 1,200 heads of cows here in Antrim County in Banks Township where their farm is. His son got in a car accident. He had to go to the hospital. Somebody broadsided his pickup truck at an intersection. He went to the hospital. Nobody was going to milk 1,200 cows. When cows need to be milked, they need to be milked. Okay, this is not up for discussion. They're on a schedule. All right, Marv literally jumped in his pickup in Lansing and drove back to Banks Township so he could milk the cows about 2-3 hours late from their schedule. Guess what? The chair at the time, I was able to elevate an alternate. Guess what happened? No alternates were there. They didn't bother to come because they didn't think Marv was going to have a problem, an issue, so they didn't bother to get a hotel room and come down to the convention. I ended up picking a person sitting in the peanut gallery, one of the guests, who had been elevated as a precinct delegate at the county convention. I made them a voting delegate. It happens all the time, people. You know, stuff happens. So, go to migop.org, go all the way to the bottom where it says county chairs. Click on it. Copy or write down their email address. Send them an email. Give them your name, where you live, township, city, village, your phone number for your cell phone, because everybody texts nowadays, and ask them specifically where is the county convention going to be held next Thursday, a week from tonight at 7 o'clock. Go to that convention. Now, if you don't want to be elevated to precinct delegate, I understand. You want to learn, though, about the process. You want to see it happening. Because I am going to convince you to file an affidavit of identity before the deadline in April. You will be on the ballot this year. You just don't know it yet. Okay? It's going to happen. Everybody listening to this show needs to be a precinct delegate. Even if you're an elected official, school board member, county commissioner, whatever you are, I don't care. You need to be on the ballot for precinct delegate. You need to join your county party. If you got an R behind your name, or if you're nonpartisan, like, for example, school boards, but you're basically a conservative Republican, you need to be a precinct delegate. Why? Because that gives you votes at these county conventions, choosing the patriots, the people we want to send to state conventions. If we're going to have any influence in the state party, you got to be a precinct delegate, and you got to send your people down there to vote the way you want them to vote. Now, you got to understand, the other side is doing the same thing. Betsy DeVos, Terry Lynn Land, the donor class, they are absolutely ticked off, mad as heck, that we elected Christina Caramo at the state convention last year. They want their power back. They want Pete Hoekstra to be the chair of the party. So you know what they're doing? They're recruiting people to run for precinct delegate too. They're going to be running against you. I'm going to show you how to go for $10, $15 to get 500 business cards printed up and for you to be able to knock doors in your community. To give your business card to people, tell them you want to be their liaison to the local county party. Please vote for me for precinct delegate to represent you in our local township, city, or village. The other side, they're not going to knock on doors. They're not going to print up cards. We will outwork them this August, and we will prevail. And I don't care if they hear this plan or not. We're putting them on constructive notice. We're winning this year. You're losing. We're going to continue to grow the Patriot movement in our state. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmith is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
You're leaving now. It's in your eyes.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Greatly appreciate all the text messages and questions. One of the things I think that we're looking at now is the process that we're going to be going into heading into next Thursday's county conventions. How many of you will actually go and participate, see how county conventions are run, see exactly what's done at them, to see what happens, to be able to pick people to go to the state conventions representing your county. 8 delegates voting, 8 alternates based on county size. The numbers vary all over the place. I believe Grand Traverse County has 26, 32, I forget the number. Bigger population, bigger county, bigger representation at the state convention. And they're going to have a battle on their hands at their convention next Thursday. Katie Ness is the chair of the party. She's also a candidate for the 103rd. And there's some establishment rhinos that want to steal the permanent chairmanship from her for the county convention next Thursday night. I'm going to have Katie on to talk about that possibly on Friday, February 16th, the next day. Hopefully we'll get her on and she can explain to us how it all went down. And it comes down to very simply, folks, who shows up? Does your Patriot delegate show up, or does the establishment people show up? Whoever has the majority wins. It's very simple. The process is democracy. Yeah, a simple majority vote wins. So if you end up with your 60 delegates showing up, 30 Patriots, 30 establishment folks, you got a tie, you got to negotiate and work out a deal. But if the Patriots show up and outnumber the establishment folks, it's game over. And actually, when I ran the state, the county party, Antrim County, we did slates. A couple of years, we didn't even do paper ballots. Raise your hand. Tellers, count them. Okay. Everybody in favor of this slate, raise your hand. Count them. You got them. Okay. The other slate is announced. Raise your hand. Count them. Okay, tellers. Who won? The bishop slate. Okay, or the Stilling slate, or whoever the slates are named after. Okay, that's it. We're done. Motion to adjourn. County conventions should last like 180 seconds. You know the longest part for a county convention? Assigning by the chair. First of all, you got to elect the permanent chair of the county convention, unless your bylaws allow you to waive that and that the chair acts as the permanent chair of the county convention. Assigning and taking oath of office for your parliamentarian, your sergeant at arms, and your tellers. And, of course, the secretary, who has to keep track in minutes of the convention what happens. That takes longer than running the slates. You usually have two slates, Patriot Conservatives versus the establishment rhinos. You vote, do standing up. I like to do that because I like to take pictures of people standing. I like to see who's voting for which slate. They don't like that. They want paper ballots. No. We're not going to do paper ballots. I'm the chair. We're not doing it. Raise of hands or standing up. Well, some of us are handicapped and we can't stand up. Okay, well, then you can raise your hands. Take pictures right in their face. Yep. I want to know who I have to replace as precinct delegates in my county. They don't like full disclosure. They don't want their vote to be known. Well, too bad, so sad. I'm the chair. I'm running it. That's the way it's going to be. I'm not going to have secret paper ballots. No, we're not doing it that way. Nope. Man, they hated that when I did that. Oh, they hated it so bad. Antrim County, we had, 45 delegates at one convention. We had 30 of us, Patriot Conservatives, to their 15. Those 15 stormed out. They were ticked. Too bad. See ya. Thanks for coming. And these are Republicans dealing with Republicans. Yeah, you mean you treat Republicans, members of your party, that way? At county conventions, I do. It's war. It's a mini war because we're selecting the patriots that we want to go to state convention representing our patriotic county. And the establishment don't like it. I'm sure Emmett County is not going to do it that way. I can guarantee it. I don't even know if they're going to have two slates. The establishment folks control Emmett County Republican Party. You need to go and change the direction of that leadership. Let them conduct the business of the convention and then ask to be elevated. And I'm sure that Chairman Parker Fairburn will elevate you. If he refuses to, object. Emmett County does do paper secret ballots last time. You bet they do. Of course they do. They can't handle the truth. That's it for today's show, folks. Appreciate you being part of it. Now we head back to the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Thursday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Next time you need tires for your car, don't compromise. Michelin Passenger Tires strive to deliver outstanding safety, long tread life, and excellent fuel efficiency. Plus, they're famous for delivering a quiet, comfortable ride and precision handling to help ensure optimum safety for you and your passengers. Outfit your car with tires that deliver everything. Ask about Michelin Tires. Royal Tire and Petoskey has the right set of Michelin tires for whatever you drive. Stop in and see us today. Specific performance may vary by tire model.
Politics doesn't belong in the classroom, nor does the woke agenda. Hi, it's Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a physician, I know the importance of education. I want every child to have the same opportunities I did. That's why we must return to teaching academics rather than confusing children on gender issues. I will fight for the future of this generation. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety